Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It may be too little too late for the deserving Reggie Bullock and Roy Williams. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. When all the ballots are tabulated next week, the conventional wisdom has the All-ACC team consisting of Miami's Shane Larkin, Virginia Tech's Eric Green, NC State's Richard Howell, Virginia's Joe Harris, and either Mason Plumlee or Seth Curry from Duke. Certainly all deserving players. Larkin, who also may be the favorite for ACC Player of the Year, is the sensational sophomore point guard who is the motor behind the Hurricanes' surprising run to first place in the ACC. Eric Green, while playing for last place Virginia Tech, leads the ACC and the nation in scoring. State senior Richard Howell has been the consistent glue holding the neurotic Wolfpack together, and Joe Harris has led Virginia into the top four of the ACC. Curry and Plumlee have held Duke together waiting for the return of Ryan Kelly, and what a return he had Saturday night against Miami. It's tough to say which one of those players should drop to second team, but Reggie Bullock deserves serious consideration to make the top five. Bullock has been great all season and sensational in Carolina's reversal of fortune from a team going nowhere to one that can still finish second in the ACC heading into the conference and NCAA tournaments. Bullock's double-double of 20 points and 10 rebounds sparked the Tar Heels to their fifth straight win, a 21-point blowout of Florida State Sunday. Bullock has averaged a consistent 14 points per game all season and has shot plus 40% from the three-point line. But he has taken the Heels' switch to a smaller lineup very seriously, using his long arms and 6'7 height to average more than 8 rebounds in the last 6 games, 5 victories for UNC. Miami's Jim Larrañaga will win Coach of the Year, and deservedly so, but I bet you Roy Williams finishes second in the voting. He's taken a struggling team that was 8-3 after its third bad non-conference loss and then began the ACC race 0-2 to an 11-3 record since, 5-1 with the four guards and James Michael McAdoo as starters. He has innovated more than at any time in his career, and it's working. Carolina could still finish fifth in the ACC and play on Thursday in Greensboro, but Bullock and Williams are the two biggest reasons they could also finish second, win the ACC tournament, and draw as high as a 4 seed in the big dance. This is Archansky. See ya.